Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
All right, as you get ready to roll on down the highway, the question is, are you prepared? Are you ready? Are you healthy? Are you moving yourself forward? Is there something you need to do, something you need to consider before you move on and be healthier? Well, our friends at the Concord Food Co-op are constantly thinking about these questions. Joining us this morning, good morning, Greg.
Good morning. That was a good intro. Exactly, you know, for what the subject is today, that was my question. When the subject is, you know, detox
which is kind of flushing toxins out of your body, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to learn a little bit more about, you know, a detox and have our guests tell us, you know, why you should consider a detox. And the other thing they want to explain to us is that not all detoxes are created equal. And so what we should be looking out for. So I'll turn it over to our guest, or you can turn it over to our guest.
Absolutely. Joining us here this morning, a certified health coach who helps people make connections between their food and their mood. It's Kelly Malloy. You can contact her at greenlifewellness.com or follow her on Instagram. She is Live Free Kelly there. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
And also with us here this morning, Dr. Madeline Otto, a naturopathic doctor and a certified functional medicine practitioner. You can contact her at naturalmedicinenh.com. Madeline, Dr. Otto, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you guys are here. So why would one need a detox? What position have you put yourself in where a detox would be necessary or recommended?
Well, I would say this is I'm so thrown off by the non-in-person interaction.
I know. I we're so used to it. And I cannot wait till we reopen again, because there's something about eyeball to eyeball that livens up the conversation. But at least we're talking to the right people and gathering them together here each Friday.
Right, exactly. And the life continues to go on around us. So things like when we're talking about the need for a detox, you know, even in the midst of a pandemic, this is a really good topic because detox, doing regular detoxes is actually an important part of any person's practice, partly because our environments are, particularly our dietary environments, as well as sort of our pollution environment, is really not conducive to optimal health. And a detox is a way through nutrition and potentially through supplements in some cases to facilitate a healthier metabolism of toxic waste products that kind of gunk up in your body over time. It's a way to support your body being able to get rid of those on a regular basis rather than letting them accumulate over time.
So it's actually a really helpful
health procedure.
It's not just a matter of drinking more water, because that's not going to necessarily do the trick.
Correct.
Because that's what I would think. Well, I'll just flush myself out with water. I'll be fine. But you got to be a little bit more thoughtful about it and what you're putting inside.
Right. Mm-hmm, exactly.
So what is it? What do you use for a detox? What is recommended, and what is it doing for you? Whatever that process is, what is it? How's it cleansing your system?
Well, it depends. So it depends on the individual, and it also depends on our goals. So for some patients, I'll use a bit more. I'm going to use the word aggressive. I don't know if that's quite the right terminology, but I'll be a little bit more complex with the type of detox that we do, and that mm-hmm. would, in my opinion, usually incorporate more nutritional supplementation, specific nutrients and high doses that help support the liver and the intestinal tract to actually mobilize and eliminate toxins. Mm-hmm. But the mainstay in any detox program is going to be nutrition. If a dietary modification is not part of the plan, then it's probably not going to do too much good.
All right. It's not going to be the complete plan. And Kelly, this is where, I mean, you're, this is, you know, food and mood, and you are right. You're right in the thick of this.
Yeah. Well, actually, the reason I was interested in this topic is because, you know, I've been eating super clean and organic for like almost 15 years now. And yet I had a toxin panel, probably one that Madeline would do. And it showed I had really high levels of a variety of toxins.
Wow.
So I think a lot of us don't realize, even if we're eating well, that we can be exposed to toxins in our water. We can be exposed to toxins in products that we're using, just in our environment even.
Wow.
So that was my huge wake-up call that it's a lot more than just food. And, yeah, sometimes we may have to make changes in things that we're using. We may have to use some products to help remove some of those tougher toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to have somebody help you do that.
Well, it's amazing because I always look at the body as this miraculous piece of machinery that can take care of all this business. But I guess just like your car, the more miles you put on, you really need to kind of get in there and make sure everything's running right.
Well, yeah, to think about it,
Go ahead.
If you're going to use the analogy of a vehicle, you know, think about how your car operates is based on the fuel that you're giving your car over time, and it's also based on what it's exposed to. So if it's, you know, going through really rough weather patterns in a, you know, blizzardy climate, it's very different from it, you know, being in a sort of a warm, dry climate, right? There's a different kind of wear and tear on the vehicle.
Correct.
So if you take that into account with your body, you know, depending on the environment that your body has been in nutritionally, you know, based on germs it's exposed to, maybe based on, as our health coach was explaining to us, very importantly, all the personal care products that we apply and put on our bodies, those are also coming into our bodies as well and affecting our liver and our cells' ability to maintain their healthy status.
Wow. All right. So So you get to a point where we need to do some kind of detoxing and detoxify. Can you make this part of a regular routine, or is this something like an antibiotic that you have to do this for 8 weeks and you'll be better?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say
for my protocol, like what I've been doing for myself was some things are super practical, like just making sure you're exercising and sweating.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the toxins that I had in my body, my naturopath said, you need to sweat every day.
Wow.
For 30 minutes to make sure you can remove those, because some are harder to remove than others. And then there are certain things that I include in my diet, even just certain foods like cilantro, for instance. You know, certain greens and herbs that'll help pull toxins out of the body. And then there's, you know, Dr. Otto can tell you about some of probably the supplements that she recommends. So you can step it up for those more severe cases or for that short term. You know, there are things that you don't want to use forever,
right?
But they can be really beneficial in the short term
to get the, to get things rolling and get you back to a certain point,
right?
A more healthy point. Dr. Otto.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would also piggyback on this idea of, you know, you don't want to wait until the car, you know, totally breaks down in the street before you take it in or do any maintenance on it.
Right,
you want to
right,
be kind of
right.
aware of keeping it primed and doing those healthy things the whole time. And so one thing that I find to be very relevant for the majority of my patient population is paying attention to our digestive health and our ability to eliminate appropriately. So many people are experiencing chronic abnormalities in the way that they eliminate waste products from their bowels. Either they're very constipated or they have chronic loose stools, suggesting that what is the elimination and waste removal process that's supposed to be happening in a healthy body is not.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of your, that's one of your primary elimination organs, your kidneys and your digestive tract, your stool. So if you're not able to eliminate waste that way, then you're looking at major, major backups that you have to deal with later. It doesn't make sense to just focus on every once in a while doing a big detox. Let's fix that primary elimination organ so that you're able to eliminate every day.
Yeah, well, let's work on the exhaust first if we're hanging with the the auto analogy. Maybe we'll fix the muffler up, and then we'll take a look at everything and how it's working. But again, I think it's important to be aware, and that is one sort of sign that you may want to look for if the things just aren't quite right with the system. And again, I mean, listen, this is, I have two cats. That's how I make sure they're healthy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
right.
Like I'm cleaning the litter box going, okay, they had a good day today. This is good.
Is the toxin panel a standard panel test, or are there different levels that you're testing for?
There are different panels that we use. So some of them are a bit more complex, you know, depending if a person has particular types of symptoms or diagnoses, it might be warranted to do a more complex panel through what we call functional medicine or a specialty lab.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other tests that are actually quite simple that can be run through conventional blood work to look at how your body is managing certain, they're sort of indirect. So rather than looking at if you want to use, you know, your insurance and use regular tests to help understand your body's detox abilities, mm-hmm. we don't necessarily, there are a couple of toxins that we can test that way, but it's mostly looking at, can your body actually mobilize these toxins? And so there's indirect ways that we can measure toxic load in that sense. And then for the more comprehensive panels, those are considered specialty tests. They do not go through your insurance.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So, but we need to have a good reason to move forward with that.
Yeah, it's incredibly helpful. We can find so many areas where we can support a person and see unbelievable improvements with using detox appropriately, doing some testing first to find out what's going on, what pathways are sluggish, mm-hmm. what elimination pathways are sluggish, and then using that to guide the type of detox program that we do. The symptom and disease benefit is enormous. I've seen mm-hmm. neurological symptoms fade away, brain fog, fatigue, migraines, parasomnias or sleep disturbances, certainly weight loss is pretty dramatic. Really impressive changes that can be seen quickly.
That's an incredible list of side effects.
Yeah, and good I would highly recommend, honestly, that anybody that's even curious about it reach out to Dr. Otto for that testing or to whoever if they're, you know, with a functional medicine doctor already, because it was absolutely astonishing to me and to my doctor
mm-hmm.
to see the results, you know, both of us knowing the way that I live.
I absolutely. You know, you're like, oh, my God, the marathon runner had a heart attack. How is that even possible?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it's not just important for your short-term health. It's important for your long-term health, because if you have heavy metals, you know, building up in your body, mm-hmm. we already know the link, you know, to things like Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah.
And if you don't catch that early enough, you can get to a point where it's almost too late.
Right. Right. And nobody wants to get that.
No.
I think it's better to just know where you're at, and then you can mm-hmm. plan the path forward.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, and keep in mind people's weak spots, too. Everyone has kind of genetic weak areas, and mm-hmm. doing this type of testing can be very helpful in understanding what those weak spots are. So we know where we want to give you extra support, rather than kind of blanketing, you know, everybody just goes on this protocol and it's going to work for everybody. That's never true, because humans are not all the same. We've got different genes.
Right, and you did, and that's not how it works. Okay, I'm going to pick plan A for you. You're pretty close to that, you know. You know, everybody is different, and so everybody's going to have some different way to react and to move forward.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Well, and I would add, too, that different people will hold on to different toxins. So, like, and literally, like, mineral deficiencies can lead to that, right?
Wow.
So if you're deficient in iron, your body may have a more of a tendency to hold on to lead.
Wow.
You know, and different, you know, so if you're somebody that's deficient in magnesium, that puts you at risk for holding on to mm-hmm. heavy metals.
Mm-hmm. All right. But this is kind of fascinating because, mm-hmm. I think we all need a tune-up every now and again. We're talking today with Kelly Malloy and Dr. Madeline Otto and, of course, Greg from the Concord Food Co-op. Let's take a quick break. Then we'll be back to see if maybe some things cannot necessarily be recommended. It's Good Morning New Hampshire on 107.7 The Pulse.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild.
All right, we're hanging with the automobile scenario. We are talking at the Concord Food Co-op here. Joining us, Kelly Malloy. You can reach her at greenlifewellness.com. And Dr. Madeline Otto, who's available at naturalmedicinenh.com. We're talking about detoxing today. And I remember social media lit up with, okay, you got to drink like 2 glasses of apple cider vinegar a day and you'll be clean. Or drink just water with lemon for a week and that will clean you out. Can we really follow anything that we see on social media?
I'm pretty cynical when it comes to that kind of stuff, when it comes to social media in general. So at the risk of maybe leaving out a couple of good tips, I'm going to say no. It's usually kind of trendy things and gimmicks. Anything that sounds too good to be true usually is.
Right.
Let me ask one thing. Mother's vinegar. I was told that really is a good thing to take every morning.
Mother's vinegar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the benefit there is, There are benefits to some of these things. The difference is it a benefit for something in particular versus this is the cure-all for a detox?
Right.
So things like, you know, apple cider vinegar and lemon juice are helpful because they help stimulate the what we call the digestive cascade or the digestive enzyme cascade. So in order for your body to eliminate properly, it all starts with the signals that get enzymes moving into your digestive tract to break down food and help you absorb nutrients.
Of course.
And for many of us, that those processes don't work that great. They're a little sluggish. And so lemon water, vinegar, apple cider vinegar in the morning can help stimulate those muscle contractions and some of those enzymes to start being produced.
Right.
And that is helpful for elimination, which theoretically, you know, is going to be helpful for detox. But, it's part of the system. It's not part,
it's part, it's part of the whole thing.
So it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
All right.
So excellent. What degree can you do a detox where it isn't? I mean, I have no concept of what a detox would typically be. Although you've said there's no necessary typical, but thinking that I would have to drink grapefruit juice for 2 weeks and that's it, I've never even looked at it. It's like it's not going to happen. So tell me something that makes me feel like this is something that I could actually do.
Yeah, I think, when we're talking about detox in our practice, you know, you're actually eating a lot of food on a detox program in most cases. Now, there's some exceptions to that, but 90% of my patients on a detox protocol are going to be eating a ton of food. It's just that we're going to be very specific about what the foods that you're eating and not eating, and we want to be using nutrition. Not only do we not want to be eating any pollutants, right? We don't want to be eating the hot dogs and the Doritos, but we also want to make sure that what we are eating is really, really dense in micronutrients that support detox behavior. So lots of cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and Brussels sprouts, onions and garlic. We have lots of leafy greens. Foods like artichoke and dandelion greens that help stimulate liver and bile from the gallbladder to flow. And lots of fruits and berries and nuts and seeds. So there's a lot of food. It's just potentially maybe different food than what you've been eating before and much higher volumes of certain foods that you used to have a little bit of. So we actually want to use as much as possible, want to get as much as possible from the food that you're eating. So I would argue that actually a really effective detox for the average person is going to be food rich, and it's going to contain a lot of fiber to get those bowels moving and to make sure we're eliminating as much as possible through our intestinal tract.
Right, and hopefully we're pulling the toxins with it.
Mm-hmm. And so then we would supplement with particular types of nutrients in higher doses than you would find in food in order to facilitate that. Make sure we're mobilizing toxins from fat tissue and making sure that our liver and our kidneys can filter through those toxins. Because if you dump a lot of toxins into your body that has been stored in your cells for a long time, that can be really, really uncomfortable. People can get sick on a detox when they dump too fast and they're not able to mobilize and move those toxins through our pathways. Mm-hmm. And so we can use supplements to help with that. And that would be, you know, I'll give you a couple of examples that may be familiar, but we mentioned magnesium earlier. That's a really important key mineral that is needed to make sure that those toxins are moving through the liver. We need a lot of B vitamins. Of course, we want the highest quality B vitamins
right.
if we're taking a supplement form, and a host of other herbs and antioxidants that are important.
That's great. That's great. And then movement.
I thought it was so interesting what Kelly said, too, that, you know, I've been eating, you know, 100% organic for quite a few years now as well. But to think that, and you would think, well, okay, I'm therefore, I'm not, you know, I don't have toxins in my body.
Right, then, you are a pillar of health, right, yeah.
But to hear that, you know, that she herself found that she had toxins, that was interesting. That alone makes me want to get tested to verify that I'm great or to find out I'm not.
Well, you can't get where you're going until you know where you're at.
That's perfectly said.
Right. You know? And Kelly, movement can be a big part of it, too.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, movement, first of all, the sweating part of it, right, you're going to release toxins because the liver is our primary organ for detoxing, but the skin is our largest organ for detoxing. So if you're going to sweat, you're going to help release toxins that way, but you also can release toxins through your lungs.
Nice.
So by, you know, increasing respiration and then working those lungs, you're going to help release some toxins through that as well.
Wow. So going for a jaunty walk instead of just a walk would be a plus.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you can get out in nature, you know, get into the woods, right? Get around trees and breathe in some really good clean air.
Right. Yeah, I know. Because if you go into those big home improvement stores, they have, you know, they have like forklifts driving around inside. No, you don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get out in the woods.
Right.
And is a panel covered by insurance, or do you have to have some reason to order the panel?
Usually for the panels that we're talking about where we're testing a host of different toxins, those ones are not covered by insurance. There might be things here and there that we can test through insurance otherwise, but the really when we're trying to understand, there's a lot of possible exposures and issues, and those types of panels are not covered by insurance. Mm-hmm. So they're a few hundred dollars out of pocket.
All right. Okay. But again, it's for your health, it's good to at least start somewhere. You don't have to get on a regular regimen of testing unless you have issues, you know?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And remember that what I mentioned about how the sort of what I'm going to use the terminology indirect testing is done through insurance, which can help us understand your body's ability to handle what's happening in your environment. So you can have, like, I'll give you an example of two different types of patients. One patient is, you know, I have a patient who is a mechanic who's been exposed to a lot of harsh solvents and chemicals on a repeated basis for many years, and who's sick because there's basically an overload of chemicals coming in the system. And so we have to treat and assess that person differently than maybe I have another patient who doesn't have any of those obvious exposures, a lot of, you know, chemicals that are clearly, you
right.
know, in their occupation, but they have the same exact issues, and it's because their genetic weak spots are such that they have a hard time even taking small amounts of chemicals and moving them through their body, so they build up in their cells and cause sickness. And so, you know, I would use go through insurance and use some of our other types of testing to understand those kind of, we can see those weak spots through our insurance, our basic labs, and see where things are building up.
That's great. Well, listen, we've all had, since the stay-at-home order, we've all had a little extra time. I think some people have taken stock of their physical health during this time.
Yeah, there has been for some people. There's been a kind of a benefit there of not having to commute, you know, an hour each way to and from work, not as many extracurriculars, more time sleeping.
Yeah.
So for a lot of people, that's been the case, which is great in those cases.
I know. Yeah, we could do a whole other show about the benefits of a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we could.
But in the meantime, this has been wonderful talking about detoxing. Kelly Malloy can be reached. She's a certified health coach who helps people make connections between their food and their mood. She's at greenlifewellness.com. And Dr. Madeline Otto can be reached through naturalhealthmedicinenh.com. Ladies and Greg, great questions. I think we've flushed this out. Sorry. I'm sorry. Sometimes you got to take the easy ones. but I thank you very much. Once again, we always get this posted at 1077WTPL.com after we do it. You know, after the show is over, I go in and save it up, and so you can catch it there. And you can always Reach the folks at Concord Food Co-op at concordfoodcoop.coop. Greg, Madeline, Kelly, thank you all so much.
You're welcome. You. Have a good one.
Bye now.